Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hi, Mum. How are you today? Welcome to 2023. And I'm really glad to be back on the podcast. And I really hope you had a really good Christmas and New Year. My Christmas was really, really good. Wonderful to spend time with friends and family. We went on a little vacation after Christmas, me, my husband, and my three beautiful children. It was a really blessed time. We really enjoyed time together. Actually, me and my husband, Luis, decided this year, instead of giving our children gifts as in toys or clothes or whatever, we decided to give them experiences. And so we took them to a dinosaur park and to a big sea life center and to Little Christmas Village as well. And so we had a really, really good time away. It was beautiful, beautiful weather, and we really felt that God blessed the time together, and we really enjoyed his good gifts to us. And I know Christmas can be a hard time of the year sometimes. I want to be aware of that. And if that was you listening, if your Christmas wasn't so good for some reason, or you have a difficult time during Christmas in general, I just wanted to encourage you that even when we go through difficult circumstances, and all of us do, we all go through difficult circumstances at times, that even then God is faithful, God is good, and we know that when he returns, when Jesus returns, all of that pain, all of that suffering will go away forever. So here on the podcast, I'm starting a new season, which is related to faith. And so all of my other seasons here on the podcast were related to work and rest. But now I'm starting a new one, which is about growing in faith. And this is actually very relevant to what I was just talking about in terms of going through difficult seasons, because we do need faith to go through such seasons. And yeah, so this is about growing in faith. And today's focus verse is: so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. That's from Romans 10, verse 17. Okay, so the other day in the morning, I got up to have my quiet time, and I sat down in my quiet time chair. But instead of just sitting there praying and reading as I usually do, my mind was preoccupied with all these anxious thoughts about my books, about my podcast, about my blog. And so I was asking these questions in prayer, like, what was I to do this new year? How to reach readers with my books? What to do with my podcast? And I wanted to gain direction, to have faith instead of doubt. But I forgot something important that morning. And that is that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So in my anxiety over my questions, my faith was actually waning. I was focused on my struggles, on my lack of direction. But God wanted me to grow in faith in him by knowing him. So before anything else, I needed to go to his word and grow in the knowledge of who he is, and let that change my perspective and let it shape and grow my faith. I needed to shift my focus away from my questions and struggles and shift it onto him. And then I remembered something else, and that was my focus for this year, which is knowing him more and making him more known. And so these two are to be my focus: growing in the knowledge of God and making him known to others. And so perhaps at times making him known to others will actually happen naturally as a result of knowing God more, but I'll also need to be intentional about it. So it's a bit of a both and situation. But the main thing is that I can trust God for opportunities to share about him, but also his direction in terms of planning as I grow in knowing him as well. Okay, so I have three questions here for you to reflect on related to all of this that I've been sharing with you. So the first one is, how can you grow in the knowledge of God this year? The second question is, what situations have you had recently in terms of sharing the faith with others? How about your children? So there are actually two questions there. And then the third question is, think back on a season when your faith was flourishing. What initiated that season and what happened as a result? So these three questions will be in the show notes for you to check out after. Okay, so I'm just going to close in prayer now. So, Lord God, help me focus on you first and foremost. May you be my first love. May I read and meditate on your word more and more each day, and may it impact my heart. Help me, Lord, to grow in faith. May I know you more, and may I make you more known. May I teach my children who you are and make you known to them. May I make you known to the world around me. Amen. Okay, so that's it for this week's devotion. I really hope and pray that it blessed you and that next week you'll listen to the next devotion in the series. Have a great week, Mum.